The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I'll also cover some slang and some exam English. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. In this podcast, I'm going to focus on vocabulary related to the natural world for C1 learners. The topic is the recent heat waves in the Arctic Circle. The vocabulary I'm going to talk about is the Arctic Circle, iceberg, habitat, ecology, heat wave, climate change, and permafrost. The news this week had lots of stories about the temperatures in the Arctic Circle. The Arctic Circle is an imaginary line that runs around the world at just over 66.5 degrees north of the equator. The Arctic is usually defined as everything that is north of the Arctic Circle. The most northern parts of Norway, Sweden, Finland, Russia, the USA, Canada, Denmark, that's Greenland, and Iceland are all inside the Arctic Circle. It's a hard place to live because most of the time it's so cold. The sea in the Arctic is often frozen and you'll find great floating mountains of ice called icebergs. The climate of the Arctic, that is, the sorts of weather conditions that are normally found there, is cold with long dark winters and short cool summers. But this year, things have been different. In Siberia, a region in the north of Russia with a lot of land inside the Arctic Circle, there has been a heat wave. This means that they've had an extended period of unusually hot weather. Scientists say this heat wave would be impossible if it weren't for human-caused climate change. Scientists around the world agree now that the high levels of CO2 in the atmosphere that comes from burning fossil fuels in factories, power stations, and transportation has had an impact on the climate on the planet. This climate change means that we are experiencing different weather patterns and can expect entire ecosystems to change. Already, there is less sea ice in the Arctic, and areas of frozen land within the Arctic Circle, called permafrost, are melting. People are concerned that when the permafrost melts, massive amounts of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas, will be released, making the situation even worse. One of the species at greatest risk from these ecological changes is the polar bear. The ecology of the Arctic is the relationships between the water, the land, the plants, and the animals. The ecological change caused by the melting of the ice and the rising temperatures means that polar bears cannot hunt for food in the places they're used to. The natural environment that an animal lives in is its habitat. Polar bears' natural habitat used to include vast tracts of ice, which have now melted, and the bears are in trouble. In the past, polar bears could sit by breathing holes created by seals. When a seal came along, the bears would pounce and catch and eat the seal. Now that the ice is melting, the bears are struggling to find enough food. So, there you have some advanced C1 vocabulary related to the Arctic and the stories that are in the news at the moment. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review. And don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.